Blog Talk Radio.
Wednesdays with M, the queen.
What's up, world? It's your girl, M, the queen. Also, your Carolina Peach. Yes, yes, your Carolina Peach. Tune in on the second Emphatic Wednesdays with me, M, the queen. Yo. I'm so glad to be here. I'm lucky to be here, feeling good, and just like, man, it's still a dream to me, but it's something I'm going to get used to, man. This show is just going to take off. We're going to do our thing, you know, Lawless. You know, we're great. We're great people. I mean, we're a family, and, you know, we make it happen. We make it happen for, you know, up-and-coming artists, you know, that's trying to get signed or trying to get played. I mean, we make it for ourselves because we grind. We grind all the time, and that's what it's all about. For the next 2 hours, we're just going to, you know, talk, listen to underground music, you know, with unsigned artists, and, you know, just have a good time like we always do, just like, you know, when the chairman is here, you know, when the chairman is, when it's us, too, you know, against the world, we're going to do the same old thing, but it's just M, the queen, by herself this time. But it feels great. At the same token, I miss my chairman. I'm always gonna miss my chairman, but it's still gonna be a great ride for me, and I'm just lucky, and I'm so grateful, and thanks again to my Lawless family for doing this for me. So we have a great topic that I really want to talk about tonight, because it's just, you know, it's something that happens all the time. It happens to me over and over and over, and you know. Talk to friends about it. I get people's opinions about it. And, you know, people tell me, well, M, you know, it's not your fault. It's the men that you're choosing. It's this and it's that. But if you're the common denominator, which is me, M, you know, I got to figure this out. So I need for y'all to help me out here and help me out here with people with the same problem that I'm having. So my topic tonight is, why do men and women date people they feel they are not worthy of? Again, why do men and women gate or field that they, you know, they people that they feel that they're not worthy of. I mean, this is like a big topic for me because, and it's just not for me, for a lot of people, because I had this conversation with a lot of people. You know, people run after you and stuff. You know, they see what they like on the outside. But once they, you know, get to know you and see that you're more than what you look on the outside, like on the outside, and you really are doing what you say you are, because you have to remember, we're in Atlanta. You know, we're in Atlanta, one of the fakest capitals of the world. I mean, there's a few cities that's out there that you can say that's fake, but Atlanta, you know, at the top of the list almost as one of the fake cities of the world, and you never know what you're going to get. You never know what you're going to get, you know, as far as sexuality-wise. You never know what you're going to get as far as people telling you that they're doing things that they're really not. So, you know, you kind of got to be leery and cautious of that. When somebody tells you, you know, I'm a singer, I'm a songwriter, I'm a producer, I'm a rapper, you know, I do this, that, and the third, you know, you don't know whether to believe it because everybody here says they do that. And then you get to know them, you know, oh, well, you know, hey, I'm not doing that, you know, I'm just waiting on this and I'm waiting on that. Or they got every excuse in the world, you know, every excuse in the world. I mean, you don't see no studio equipment. You just there, you're like, where's the studio equipment? Oh, man, you know, I'm just getting everything, you know, reorganized and stuff. So I had to take my studio equipment over to my homie's house, and to my boy's house until I get things straight, man. You know, I had a flood in my house. You know, they're coming up with every type of excuse in the world. And this is something I go through all the time where, you know, I meet dudes and stuff. And when I tell you, I mean, they love what they see on the outside. God knows they do. But at the same time, when they get to know me, they talk to me, and they see that M is all about business. Yeah, I play. I love to have fun. You know, I love to do it up. And, you know, I'm a spontaneous soul. I'm a free spirit. I'm all of those things. But at the end of the day, I'm a businesswoman. And, you know, I can't help but talk business on some level on just about every conversation I have. You know, that's just who I am. And that's not going to change. So, you know, when dudes, I start talking about business and when I sound like I know what I'm talking about, because I do know what I'm talking about, that's when the whole demeanor changes. You know, all that changes. You know, it's like, this ain't a chick that I can just, like, push up on and just say whatever and just say, whenever, whatever, and she going to believe it because this girl got some sense. This chick is a businesswoman for real, and not only, you know, she's a businesswoman, but she knows a lot about life. You know, you can't be a business person if you don't know a lot about life and a lot about a lot of things. And so that's when they start just kind of like, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do about this one here. And so then it turns out to be a disaster because, you know, you have a professional triumph or a professional defeat and you want to share it with that person. You know, they like, yeah, that's what's up. Oh, that's cool. All right, congrats, you know. Let me call you back. You know, I get that all the time. Yo, listen. I'm serious as a heart attack. I get this all the time. This is like my last situation. You know, I call it a situation because that's what it was to me at this point. You know, at one point I felt like it was a relationship, but, you know, it's not a relationship if, you know, the other person is not there where you are mentally, you know, and it ain't even all about the money. It's not all about this person having this much in a bank account. It's not even all about, you know, this person having more than you. It's all about you all being on the same wavelength and, you know, being equally yoked on a lot of levels. And you ain't have to be equally, you don't have to be equally yoked on every single level. That's almost impossible to find that. You know, well, I won't say impossible, but it's few far in between. But at the same token, you got to find someone that has a lot of yoking that's equal to yours. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's what I have dealt with. And, you know, like I tell this dude, you know, all my, you know, triumphs and good things is happening, you know, in my career, in my life. You know, it's like, you know, that's when that, yeah, oh, that's what's up, you know. That's good, you know. I mean, it's no like, hey, baby, that's what's up. That's what I'm talking about. That's my baby. That's my boo. I knew you would do it. I knew you could do it. Yeah, I'm proud of you. I don't get none of that. I get the, yeah, well, okay, well, you know, how much you pay and stuff, you know. Because, you know, I mean, it ain't really, you know, going to be big unless you're getting paid, you know, a certain amount of money. What do you mean? Money ain't got nothing to do with it. I mean, if somebody has some, if somebody say they own something, if something was given to them an ownership status, or like for instance, my situation, me having, you know, Emphatic Wednesdays, that's a professional triumph for me. You know, somebody that never really aspired to do radio, but that's a triumph for me, and that is a blessing for me. But instead, I get the, you know, the oh, well, if it ain't paying a lot, you know, I don't know if you want to say that's big. No, Lawless is big. Lawless has been around for a long time. Lawless is a brand. Emphatic is a brand. You best believe that. You best believe that. So, yeah, I mean, so that's what I, you know, that's what I get a lot. I get that quite often, and, you know, give out my phone number to someone. That's something I don't do often is give out my phone number, because I'm just so afraid that I'm just going to go, you know, just keep getting the same situation, run across the same situation all the time. I swear I do. So, you know, I see dudes, and I kind of give them a gas face or whatever. When I see them looking, and I see they want to give me a number or want to ask me for my number, kind of give them the gas face. And, you know what I'm saying, not on a stuck-up level, on a fed-up level. You don't want to just keep, you know, giving someone your number, and then you expecting, you know, for this person to be, you know, the good guy, possibly, you know, the one that will be around for a while. You know, and the ladies, let's be honest with ourselves. Let's be real with ourselves, because I'm one to be real all the time. You know, when I meet a guy, and especially if he's a handsome one, and, you know, he's driving a nice, halfway decent car, you kind of think to yourself, oh, he's doing something good for himself. He's on a good path with something. You don't know. But, you know, and you give him your number, you exchange numbers, and you expect for, you know, that person to, you know, okay, like when you call them, that, you know, they got sense, they smart, you know, they have a lot to talk about, a lot to offer. You know, you're not asking, you know, you're not thinking about marriage, because I never think about marriage. That's something I never hardly ever think about. But you think about those things that you would like, and you're like, well, okay, well, I hope maybe this is the one. Maybe, you know, this is the one that just was sent from heaven. And, you know, that's what you think. And I mean, all ladies think that. I can't speak on men. Well, men probably do too, but I can't speak on men. But women definitely think that way. But then, okay, you sit there and you talk to them. You realize they're driving this Mercedes or this BMW because, you know, they live in an apartment. They got a roommate. So their car represents them. They don't represent the car. The car represents them. They work at a factory, which I'm not, right? Let me just put that disclaimer out there now. I have no problem with a dude working at a factory. I truly do not. But if, and then, okay, and I don't have a problem with a person working two jobs either. But if you work in two jobs and having to work a lot of overtime to afford your car and afford a rent that you're sharing with somebody else, then something is wrong with that picture. Your priorities are 9 times out of 10 or 9.5 times out of 10, you know, are totally off, and, you know, they're not right. Your priorities are not straight. So you got to, you know, you have to evaluate, okay, is this person, you know, a confident person? Is this person somebody that I want to continue to talk to? And then you know, you get to, you know, talking with them on the phone, then you're finding out, you know, we got about 20 baby mamas and stuff. And then on the flip side, you find that they don't have kids and they don't want kids because they got issues and stuff with, you know, selfishness and, you know, or just whatever the problem may be. You know, so you definitely can't judge a book by its cover. You definitely can't judge a man by his car. You can't judge a man by how he's dressed. You got to get to know the person. But then, you know, and then you get to know a person like that, and then they find out that you're really doing things. You might, okay, I drive a 2012 Kia, okay? So I'm proud of my little vehicle. I really am. It runs great. But at the same token, they're looking at you, okay, yeah, she's pretty. Yeah, but she needs to step up her car game. But then you get to talking with that person, and they realize, oh, this person got business about themselves, and they actually smarter than me to be driving a 2012 Kia, and the payments ain't nowhere near as large as mine, and her car is running good. She's got a good warranty. Her stuff ain't breaking down all the time, and if it does break down, you know, she don't have to pay so much money to get it fixed. You know, so I'm the smart one, and he's the dumb one, and he realized that. So then all of a sudden, you know, you start, you know, next conversation is, so, you know, how was your show? Because I'm listening to your show or whatever it is, the situation is, I can critique it. What do you need to critique me for? What do you, so you should be supporting me, not critiquing me. Now, if you're calling to support me, or you support me in some type of way, then, okay, and if you're telling me things that you feel like, okay, I can improve on, that's one thing. But critiquing, man, you should have heard yourself, man. You were stumbling over your words, and you were doing this, and you were pausing. You know, come on now. Give me a break with that. Give me a break. I mean, you know, you need to get yourself together before you try to talk about somebody else. It's almost like that song, that old gospel song, "You Just a Nobody Trying to Tell Everybody About Somebody." On that note, I have a caller, and I think I know who it is. I'm about to bring this caller in. Caller, what it do? What it do? Welcome to Emphatic Wednesday. Who am I talking with?
Oh, this must be me. How you doing tonight, Mama?
I am good. So good. How you doing? How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm just checking you out, you know, supporting the team, man. You know, I'm going to get to the topic in a hot second. I had to chime in with my BS right quick and, you know, ask you, who is hating on the lawless world order? They don't even understand what the movement is even about. Like, Lawless Radio is a piece of the puzzle. You see what I'm
That's
saying?
That's right.
They don't even mm-hmm. understand. We got Renesy. We got Piano Man. We got J. Kill. We got M. We got me. All of us got projects.
Yes, exactly.
Musical projects. You feel me? On
you
top of
about
what
that.
We're doing with Lawless. You know, shout out to him, man. He's crazy. You know, the radio aspect is beautiful. It gives us an outlet to be able to talk about something outside of ourselves. You know what I'm saying? And bring people into our world and converse with them and things of that nature. But whoever is discrediting, you know, what you got going on because of whatever reasons a hater got to have, they don't even understand what they're talking about. You
exactly.
see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
If they had a clue how things is so beautiful right now, you know, with Lawless ENT, I mean, it's just amazing right now. I'm just blessed to be a part of the team. So, you know, I had to call in and get my little two cent on that right quick.
Exactly. We're in a great position. And, you know, I mean, we're not going to let nobody take that from us. We're in a great position. You know, Lawless is in a great position, and you know, I mean, we're climbing to the top. We're getting bigger and bigger by the week. I mean, you know, you can't discredit Lawless. It would be lawful to do it. It would be lawful
Absolutely.
To do it. I don't even think President Obama would approve of it. He would not approve of that message.
So yeah, so
at
to
all,
the topic
at
tonight.
All.
Give me the rundown again so I can voice my opinion as a man. It seemed like there was a lack of that, you know, earlier on, and I wanted to come in and try to fill that void if possible.
Absolutely, and give me the male perspective on this. But I've given the female what I feel was a female perspective. The topic is, why do men and women date people they feel they are not worthy of?
Now, when you say they are not worthy of, I'm using myself as an example. I'm dating somebody. I don't feel like I'm worthy of her.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the question? Just so I make sure.
Basically, what I'm saying is, why do people go after people that they feel like once they get with them, that person is too good for me? You know, that person, I'm not good enough for that person. You know, but I still try to stick around anyway and stuff. So you know, basically, they stick around. You know, so they can, you know, so they can get inside that person's head to you know, kind of put them in a you know, bring them down off that pedestal, bring them down a notch or a peg or two. It's almost like they try to get into that person's head to, you know, to just you know, to, you know how people try to get in people's head to make them feel some type of way.
I'm
saying from that aspect. Why do people get with people they know and they feel that they're not good enough for? What is the point of that? That's what I'd like to know.
I don't think, well, I think, one, it depends on how you're looking at it. And just
mm-hmm.
judging off of what you just said there, I wouldn't look at it as a situation like that because I don't know any people who are in relationships like that or who would pursue relationships to purposely bring somebody down. I think in my situations and the ones that I'm familiar with, when you get in relationships, you find out more about yourself, your limitations,
right,
your capabilities, and things of that nature. So if you with somebody who's a motivator, they're only going to help you achieve, and you learn something from that person, and in turn, that person is also learning something from you to possibly fill a gap in their lives that they don't, you know, have. Like, I might get with a girl who never stood up for herself before, was never strong,
right,
and I instill that in her, and that fills a gap that she had missing as far as her being a more well-rounded person. So I come in and I fill that gap for her as far as now she's, you know, I've taught her how to stand up for herself and be assertive and be strong and, you know, voice your opinion. And, you know, it's not about, oh, don't take no shit, you know, because you don't want to instill the wrong message, you know, from a negative perspective into somebody's fertile mind. You have to think about what it is you're saying. You know, forget your personal situations. You know right from wrong, so you're not going to tell a person, you know, things from your perspective. You can use it to highlight maybe, but the point is you want to make sure you're feeding that person the correct information. You can't come from a bitter person perspective trying to teach somebody something. So in those situations, I think, and I know me personally, I've never been with somebody that I felt like I had to hate on and bring them down. How in the hell did that help the whole relationship? How does that help the whole relationship? You know, you got to think about this from a parts. Come in, I fill in 50%, she comes in filling in the other 50%. So if I start detracting from her, the 100% that is the total of us starts to detract, go down. We in the negative zone. We in the red. Can't have that happen.
Right. Right.
Can't have that happen.
Well, and that's true. I agree with that. But at the same token, you know, people don't seek out. You know, and I'm not saying that. People don't seek out people to say, well, yeah, I'm gonna get with her because I'm gonna mess with her head and stuff, and just, you know,
no,
she's fine, all that. I'm like, I'm gonna show her that she ain't fine and she thinks she's. I'm not saying in that aspect.
Right.
I'm saying in the aspect when a person sees someone they're attracted to, and stuff, and then when they realize that that person really has a lot going on for themselves more than you thought, more than that person has on the outside. Like for instance, you know, yeah,
okay.
I'm an attractive woman on the outside.
Let me chime in.
Meet the
eye. Hello? Yeah, let me chime in right quick on that. I think that you should find all that out in the first beginning of the dating process. And if you haven't found out what that person is all about by that point, then you deserve to get tripped up. You deserve to have some stuff fall in your face that you ain't prepared for, because I feel like the dating process is when you're supposed to be able to get those probing questions in and find out who this is you're dealing with. We don't do that anymore as a people.
Right.
We see somebody and we're trying to jump bones.
Right.
There's no getting in. You know, you find out who the other person is after she didn't tell you she's pregnant. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And if you're not the type of dude that's going to run off, then you start finding more and more about this chick and you start, you know, factoring the fact that this is your kid now. And it's just crazy, you know, when you look at it from that perspective. But I think that that's black people's biggest problem. We don't take the time to learn who it is we dealing with off the rip. And then we want to come back later on and start playing the blame game and looking for supporters and cheerleaders. And I think that's where we all, you know, really need to take a look at it. And there's nothing wrong with doing it the old school way. You know, I miss those
right
days.
And I agree with that. I agree with that, B. But at the same token, but okay, like for instance, me. You know, when my friends call me the 30-day and the 60-day girl because I don't give a person but so many days before I'm ready to say yay or nay. And it's 9 out of 10 or 10 times out of 10 it's going to be nay. You know, I'm like this, you know, when I find out, if you give me one inkling of an idea one inkling of a thought that you are trying to compete with me or that you are, you know, that you're the type that, you're insecure. I hate insecurity in people, whether it's man or woman. I hate insecurity. If I smell insecurity, I run from it. I run from it just like I would run from a skunk. I swear on everything. But I'm looking at it from a standpoint where, now me, if I feel that a person, in the second conversation, after this person I found out I do this and I do that, I really am a businesswoman. I do, you know, I am launching a record label, okay? I do host a radio show. I do sing, and I write my own songs, and I write for others, and I'm featured on a lot of people's stuff. And I am an author. You know, when people find out all these things about me, and, you know, I try not to give it to them at once because you never know how a person feels. You know, you don't want to, you know, to put yourself out there in a way where, okay, well, you better know who you're dealing with because you got a star on your hand. I don't put it out there like that. You know, maybe I have a few times and didn't realize I was doing it. But when I realized, you know, putting myself out there like that, it may come off as aloof and come off as I'm superior to you, so you better bow down. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to come off that way. But at the same token, so on the flip side of that, why do people try to stay with people if they feel, for instance, last situation I was in, this person, I mean, crazy as hell about me. Love me, and still want to be with me to a degree. Well, you know, to a degree, he does want to be with me. I can't sit here in front, but he does want to be with me. But the same token, you sit here telling me, you know, maybe it's a good idea that you be with someone that can do these things for you and do that because I know what you used to and, you know, you need to do with someone that, you know, an industry person or someone that's got this type of money, that drives this type of car, you know, because I know what you used to and look at you. But, okay, but you saying all that, then you're telling me that you feel like you're not worthy. You feel like I'm too good for you, which I think is crazy. You discrediting, you down on yourself. I'm not down on you because if I wanted to date in the industry, I could have. And I have dated in the industry before. So I'm not going to even front on that. I have dated in the industry. But if that's something I wanted, then that's what I'd be. That's where I'd be. I'd be dating an industry person right now. But obviously that's not something I wanted to do. Okay? If I wanted someone
Let me ask you a question. Absolutely. Let me edge in right quick because you're going off on me. Let me ask you a question, though, real talk. The fact that he's revealed this to you, does that bother you in some way?
It does bother me. Yes, it does bother me, and I'm going to tell you why it bothers me. It bothers me because you came after me. You saw what you like on the outside. Okay. Then you came. Then we got to know each other, and when I got to know him, I liked what I got to know. But at the same time, then I started realizing in the back of this person's mind, you sit up here thinking, man, like this is a dynamic woman. This woman is more than I can handle, and I don't know if I can do this. I'm scared because you know she might decide to just leave me for you know if her you know her, you know show blow up. But, or her music blow up, this new single that she's about to put out about to blow up. You know, if that does happen, then what's going to happen with me? Mm-hmm.
But you haven't told me yet why that bothers you. And before you start in again, let me just tell you why.
Okay.
Because it shouldn't bother you. It shouldn't bother you that a man just basically told you, I can't run this race. He just got out of your way and saved you a lot of time. You were about to invest in something that wasn't going anywhere.
Well, so see, Dean, let me stop you right there. That wasn't the problem. That wasn't the problem. The thing was, what bothers me about the situation is that you say these things, but you still want to be with me. So why do you still want to be with me? If you feel that way about yourself, and you feel that you're speaking for me, you're thinking. Right.
He's a man. He still gonna want to hit. That's not gonna stop.
No, it ain't about wanting to hit. It's not even about that. You still want a relationship with a person that you feel that you're not worthy of. That's too good for you. You still pursuing a relationship. You're not just. It ain't even a type situation. I mean, of course that's a given, but it ain't even that type of situation. There's a situation, not just me. There's situations where dudes, you know, will stay in the situation just so they can, you know, so they can get into that person's head and start saying stuff like, yeah, I don't like your song. I don't like the way you sound on it. I mean, not that it's ever really happened to me like that, not on that level, but I've heard scary situations where I'm serious all the time. Now, that's never happened to me. I can honestly say that. Let me just put that out there, but where a person say, oh, well, you know, that don't sound right. That don't look good on you. You know, those lashes don't look good on you. You need to take that hairstyle out. You know, that weave don't look good on you. Or putting a person down that you feel that is too good for you because you're trying to bring them down to how you feel about yourself. That's wrong. Then you need to step off. You need to step off the curb. That's what you need to do. And if you want to be all mean about it, you need to go kill yourself. That's how I feel about it. But if he's telling you
that he can't compete, and he doesn't seem like he's trying to do anything but get in that situation and set up shop, is what we call it. You know what I'm saying? Then basically, again, this is a non-issue because he's just basically trying to do exactly what you're saying. Come in the situation, try to control and manipulate you, basically lay a couple of babies in you so he can really be set, you know what I'm saying, and think he's going to have a place and a roof over his head. I've seen that a couple of times myself. I mean, it's just you got all the red flags right in your face. There's really no need to even pursue the situation any further.
And I totally agree with that. But the thing is, like, what if you decide you don't want to pursue the situation, okay? And that's what I have done. I have let go of the situation, but the person, you know, doesn't want to let go of the situation because it's not that the person is trying to, you know, get in where he fit in. Okay, now I see what it really is with her, so maybe I should stick with her because of this. No, it ain't even that type of situation. It's more of a situation where, man, I'm crazy about her. I can't help how I feel about her. But at the same token, I need to step my game up. And then, you know, you're doing stuff. You're trying to get in all types of business ventures. You're getting in. Wake up now. You're getting in this and you're getting in that. You're getting in this. All these get rich quick schemes, you know, to try to get your weight up so you can get back to that person's level. That's lame. That's lame as lame can get.
Right. We've established that exactly. So really, it's just he can do whatever he wants to do. He can feel how he wants to feel. It takes two to make it happen. So as long as you ain't feeding into it. Then there's nothing really, you know, he can do.
That's just plain and simple. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's why I brought up this topic because it's like I want to know, you know, am I the only one that's going through these things? And I want to know how you deal with it because, you know, if you're telling a person that you know, you don't want to be with them and stuff, you know, if the person is saying these things to you and you tell them you don't want to be with them because you feel, you tell them the truth, you're being honest, like, if you feel like you're not worthy of me, then maybe you're not worthy of me. But then the person don't want to go anywhere, then what do you do? Like, I mean, you can't make a person. I'm not giving you half my dough. I'm not giving you no ends. I'm not giving you nothing. You're not moving in with me. So what do you want?
Two words. Restraining order. If it's that serious, just get a restraining order.
Yeah,
that's
ain't that extreme. It's not that extreme. But I've seen situations be where it has gotten to that point where, you know, the situation like that had happened because I've had a restraining order on a person before.
Do you still take his calls? This guy we talking about?
No, I don't take his calls and stuff. I've gotten to the point where, you know, I don't take his calls. I don't, when I send out my promotional texts and stuff like that, I don't include them on him. I don't do any of that stuff. I honestly don't because I just don't want it. I don't want to put the situation out there where, or put my stuff out there in a situation where he can just feel like, okay, yeah, she's reaching out to me, but I can reach back out to her. And then we go over this,
right,
you know, through the same, you know, bull, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to do that. I'm smarter than that. I'm way smarter than that. So, you know, I don't feel the need to talk. He knows about my situations, my professional situations, and I feel no need to talk to him about them. I don't feel the need 6 months later to say, you know, I haven't talked to him in a long time. You know, let me, you know, holler at him and let him know what's going on in my life right now. I don't even feel that need. Now, if it was an amicable situation where, okay, this person say, well, you know what, you got a lot going on and I can't compete, so I wish you well. It wasn't even that type of situation. It's more of a situation where, you know, I just can't compete. I can't compete. But at the same token, this person actually told me, B, a selfish part of me don't want to let you go because, you know, because I really do feel this and I feel that. And, you know, I'm being selfish right now. But, yeah, you are being selfish. But at the same time, I got to be smart about it. I gotta be smart about
it.
You being selfish and stuff. That's not a good thing to say either. I don't even want to hear that. You know,
well,
it's bad enough. You already told me that you don't feel like you're good enough for me.
I'm not trying to throw men under the bus when I say this because anybody who knows me knows how pro man I am, pro male. I'm not a chauvinist by no stretch of imagination.
Yeah.
I just believe in equality. I just believe in equality.
Right.
These women say they want equality, but they really don't. They want oppression, but that's another conversation for another day.
Right.
Basically,
right.
It's like this. When I say this, and I mean this, I know dudes, I'm one. And basically, not to say I would do that shit, but it's just mm-hmm. because of the fact that we're men and we think with the lower half. And
right.
that, you know, I myself have been infatuated with women before to the point where it's like, damn, I really want to be with her, you know, but, you know, you grow out of that. Some people just happen to grow out of it late.
Yeah.
Every time I get on Lovers Radio before After Dark, I drop some curse word.
I just messed
up everybody.
No,
so I'm going to stop calling in at 8. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to just wait for 11 o'clock and go ham.
Nah, you're good. I mean, everybody slip up every now and again, you know what I'm saying? Even the president. So, but on that note, what I'm going to do, we're going to use it here. B, I want you to stick around if you can. You know, talk more about this and some other things I want to talk about. There's so many things happening in this world that I want to talk about, so many things, just craziness. This world is crazy, and the state of Georgia alone is crazy by itself. So on that note, I'm going to play some music. Be stick around for me. Can you do that?
All right. Absolutely.
All right. One.
One.
The mantra. Cynical. I be the illest prophet with logic. Y'all know that God is with me. When I am vibing, you others jobbing is non-existent. Spit the passion over classes when crapping half of the map a shift from this vocabulary. I'm not your average kid. I'm from the block with them 90s puffing that greenery. Bullets busting all through your body, changing your scenery. Too smooth like flossing with thick jewels. Been ruled ever since Ice Cube was running with Eazy-E. I killed them non-believers in them coliseums. Let they mama see them in the mausoleum. I'm a leisure. The fly crew, live and I provide you the rhyme too. Party banging, I'ma slide through like a visa. Diva, how I explain it. Home of the ravens, embracing the flame of dead on the pavement is how I leave ya. Good, bring it, the essence from dope slinging. I rep it with those bangers, no question, I come to see ya. No disrespect, but we tired of you saying stopping me, I don't think so. Take it back like take it back like build up lyrics, I'm exercising the realest and depth defying. Flooding my neck with diamonds to bless like I step with Gandhi. Some others recognize me, my records is jeopardizing. Impressed with the message rhyming, your posse's a bunch of zombies. I got the hood behind me, my homies is quick to snatch you. The visit and blitz you, leave you twisted like a triple axle. Got the emphasis, you have witnessed the infamous. Spitting lava to fire you, it's hotter, change up your temperature. Y'all know Seneca's deeper than Machiavelli. Adversary, smoke them like Buddha and zigzag the Phillies. Sack a half a milli whenever I pack a building. Fading them haters that's frontin', they know they had to feel me and hear me to capture like directors with the actors filming. They happen, it's all yapping, I just grab them and smack them silly. Rather be humble driven than be on the road to riches. Selling out just to get paper, take them back like take them back like niggas that smoke off the ways of liquor, then gripping the razor pistol. I'm flipping the way I give you the streets and it stays official. My people, they play position, wait for the signal that I give them. Let the razors split ya. We not suburbians, we coming out of murderland. Swerving to burn a man, he deserved to cut off his other hand. Homies is hustling, shuffling to the customers. Cops rushing these brothers and snitches is trying to turn them in. Some type of cat, you find them bleeding, aiming gats like they quarterbacks. Have them catching borders like they ride receivers. Take them back like Jerusalem, times of Jesus. For the bottle popping, body rocking, dimes and divas. Like the kingpin with pride, I got supply the region. On these streets, never sleep, that's a sign of weakness. People heard me, said I'm lacing the track. It's all factual, something natural. Take them back like take them back like the mantra. To all my heads in the hood, it's your MVP of the DMV.
Thank you. Addicted, addicted, addicted. Just as long as it's going down.
Just as long as it's going down.
after that first time, the next time gon' be, it's gon' be my place or your place, no matter. Don't tell the mind, just as long as it's going down.
Just as long as it's going down.
Old school like a tyrant, so the stick of race is misery. Damn, making love, baby girl, we making history. This is me, picture me, ripped with all my splendor. Maybe even sweet and low, depending on how the meeting goes. Meeting in my bedroom, discussing all these facts and figures. Feel my stock rising in return, it makes me act convinced. You can call me Google and I'll tell you why the reasons be. I ain't no search engine, but I get results immediately. That first time, that next time gon' be, it's gon' be my place or your place, don't matter. Don't care who's around, as long as it's going down. After that first time, that next time gon' be, it's gon' be my place or your place, don't matter. Don't care who's around, as long as it's going down.
Just as long as it's going down.
Hey, my sex is schizophrenic. Means I make your body multi-tasks like a bowl of Cheerios. Nothing but immortal fashion. Baby, ask about me. Get my reputation for lying and daughters. Have your substituting champagne for some of that body water. Take me in, lose yourself. Taste my sweet elite seduction. George W. mad because of my mass weapon of reproduction. So what's the option? Do I go all out? I'll stay the course, yeah, you right. I'ma stay in free until I find it. So that first time, that next time gon' be, it's gon' be my place or your place, don't matter. Don't care who's around, just as long as it's going down. After that first time, that next time gon' be my place or your place, don't matter. Don't matter. I don't care who's around, as long as it's going down.
As long as it's going down.
You caught my eye, You took me by surprise. There's something about you, girl, that left a young G hypnotized. I don't know what it is, but I gotta figure out how to be with one when I'm so used to the player route. I've been in love before, yeah, I know what love about. Hurt them or you get hurt first, depends on how things working out. Moving out, I thought about, but all I know is she for sure. You may come, you may go, I don't know how you may roll. Therefore, I just do my thing, in my lane, run my game. Option weighing on my scale, relationships is earthly hell. Forgive me if you feel ignored, truly I do cut for you. Hopefully, you can see, wait a while and we can be.
I hear your stories of tragic times, but I still deserve to be treated right. When you ignore me, you just show me that I'm never on your mind. How can you look at me the way you do? This ain't no fun to have no follow through. If you want me like you said before, then why am I being ignored? How can you grin at me from ear to ear? Then prove that you'd be so insincere. If you want me, what you're waiting for? Tell me why am I being ignored? How can you look at me the way you do? Then ain't no fun to have no follow through. If you want me like you said before, then why am I being ignored? How can you grin at me from ear to ear? Then prove that you'd be so insincere. If you want me, what you're waiting for? Tell me why am I being ignored?
Hey.
Tonight's gonna be
off guard.
I got a fuzzy feeling.
It's hard.
The way you're looking at me, making me high. Let me tell you, baby, just what I thought. So sexy and so beautiful. With your pretty brown hair looking unbelievable. You're a grown woman, so remarkable. Believe in the stars, let the world unfold.
Take you out to dinner, let me buy your dreams. So I keep on telling you just what I think. Walking hand to hand out in distant lands. You know I wanna be your candy man. Hold on, baby, you looking confused. But I promise one thing that I'll never abuse. And when it comes to me,
hello, hello, hello.
Emo?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. We had some technical difficulties. And we're back. We just played some music. We played Take 'em Back with Seneca the Misfit, my homie out of Baltimore. We also played Addicted by R. Smith. And we played All I Know is Turn Up by Chris Lolo. Also, by Justin Timberlake.
Hello?
Emo?
Yeah, okay, there we are.
Okay.
All right, no, you had a, you had a bad connection.
You want to add to the topic and, you know, maybe some advice that you can give that, you know, we can the topic?
Yeah, basically just look for the warning signs, you know? I mean, definitely get it in, get what you can get out information-wise without looking like that's what you're doing, like you're trying to spy on them or anything like that. But, no, basically, you know, when somebody tell you something, pay attention to it. And you save yourself a lot of heartache and trouble in the end, you know. These people who feeling like they, you know, once they're in these relationships, nothing has to change. You know, people change for whatever reason, but at the end of the day, the only reason I can say why people, you know, change is when they outgrow one another.
Right.
But if you came in doing one thing, there's no reason why 45 years later you can't do the same thing. You know, we don't have those type of relationships in today's society anymore, man. It's more lucrative to get divorces and things like that, and there's no benefit being portrayed for staying in, you know, long-term relationships, excuse me.
Absolutely.
But basically, yeah, when people tell you who they are, they ain't telling you no lie. You know, you got to be mindful and be aware. Exactly. You know, you got to be aware. And I think, you know, I threw men under the bus earlier. I did, and I told the truth, but I'm also tell the truth about women, too. Y'all got to stop really getting in your feelings so much. You know, yeah, that might be what you want it to be. That don't mean that's what it's going to be. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times I think women fall victim to their own devices as far as emotions are concerned, and they make a lot of decisions based off of that. And, you know, they say men from Mars, women from Venus, or whatever the saying is, and that's true, too, because I think my opinion is we don't have that emotion, you know, switch unless a female, you know, turns it on for us as far as arguments and stuff like that is concerned. But for the most part, that's not how we behave. We act off of logic. Women act off of emotion. So a lot of times in these relationships, they tend to want it to be some way, you know, that they have conceived in their head and ignore obvious warning signs. This ain't the dude that you need to be involved with. Well, yeah, but. No, I ain't no yeah, but. This ain't the dude you need to be messing with. You know, the signs are written right there, and you just want to ignore it. Sometimes walk through life with blinders on, and that's where a lot of these girls wind up getting into these situations, you know, being unwed single mothers and stuff like that, and then they want to play the blame game, and, you know, they absolve themselves for any amount of accountability in the situation. You know, you chose that situation. You know, a man does not do anything that he's not allowed to do. Unless you're doing something illegal, you know. We all know what that is. And I, you know, respectfully won't even speak on that. But, you know, yeah, but real talk, I mean, that's basically what it is. We only going to do what we're allowed to do. We don't come to this situation and tell them.
Yeah, it goes,
you know,
you know, they mean that they feel like, okay, well, chick, you're not. Let me just put out. I'm just You know, a chick that was, you know, raised in boring homes and stuff like that. And, you know, and they find and stuff. They pretty, these men driving, these businessmen driving around, they find her. Like, okay, yeah, she's from the hood, but she's beautiful, so I can take her out. But at the same token, they know at the end of the day, they feel like, you know, I don't have the etiquette that he has. I don't have the etiquette of the people that he's taking me around.
Mm-hmm,
and,
mm-hmm.
You know, I don't have the, you know, I just don't have that. I don't have what it takes to be around him. But then they still try to be around him. But then, you know, then eventually, you know, that man, you know, a lot of, and more often than not, you know, that man going to go find that woman that he really, really wants. You know, well, I take that back. He really wants the West Side chick because he wants that excitement. But at the same token, he's going to eventually try to go find that woman that is equally yoked to him. But at the same token, he's going to give the West Side chick the runaround and you know, see her when he want to see her, buy her a little gift here and there, you know, just to pacify her. But she's knowing all the time, you know, okay, but this man really is not the man for me, and I'm not the woman for him. So maybe, you know, I should step off. But sometimes, you know, someone is smart enough to just go ahead and say, look, you know, this man just want, he just want fun and excitement because he feels like from the hood, I'm going to, you know, bring excitement to his life. You know, he's going to see some shootings out here. He's going to, you know, where I take him to, he's going to see all kinds of crazy stuff. And that's what he needs in his life, you know, and he using me to get that in his life. But then there's some women that's like, you know what? This man, you know, he did this and that for me, and you know, he's doing this, and he's you know, laying up with me, and you know, I ain't letting this dude go. Screw that! I'm calling his wife. I'm calling his new girlfriend, who you know, her own law office. I'm calling her. I'm gonna make her life a living hell. Someone that doesn't have anything to do with nothing. She knows nothing about the West Side chick. She just knows. She just thinks it's him and her. She doesn't know anything. She's, you know, she's busting her windows. You know, she's flattening her car, you know, her tire, tires on her cars. I mean, she's spray painting her office, spray painting her car. I mean, these situations happen all the time. It's not just men that's doing the stupid stuff. It's women, too. It's more often that women are doing these crazy things because they feel like they're not worthy. You know, they feel like, okay, you know, I'm not letting this man go just that easy. I know that you know, I don't belong in his world. I know that. But I'm still going, you know, I'm going to show him that I can tell him, and I'm going to make him want me. It ain't worth it.
Look.
Women, it ain't worth it.
Everybody has to be held accountable to a certain degree. With my girl, when I got with her, she didn't know how to cut meat correctly, like you say, you talked about etiquette and going out early or whatever. You know, I taught her the correct way. Whereas I know most dudes wouldn't have done that, or they would have been trying to clown her or whatever the case may be. But if this
right.
is somebody that you find yourself wanting to invest your time and life into, then those are the little things that you do if you want her to be. This is what I alluded to earlier. When you get in these relationships, you're supposed to better one another.
Right.
You know?
I agree with that. Perfectly said.
People
on that
just
one.
Don't do that. Yeah. Well, I
totally agree with
that. I was going to say, I'm going to retreat now. I'm going to let you get back to the top of your hand. I got to get ready for 11 o'clock tonight. Hopefully you don't mind extending this plug here to Be More Slim Experience. 11 p.m. tonight, following Emphatic Wednesday on Lawless Radio. We will be switching over to Lawless Radio After Dark, and I'm going to turn all the way up.
Absolutely. So, y'all heard that? Be More Slim coming up at 11 o'clock, the Be More Slim Experience. After Emphatic Wednesdays at 11 p.m. tonight. Y'all heard it. Well, you know, brother, my Lawless brother, thank you for coming through and shedding light,
you
know,
a male
perspective on this topic, and I really appreciate it, and I definitely will be tuning in, and you know what else? It's Lawless.
Absolutely. Have a good show, Mama. Talk to you later on.
No doubt. Y'all heard it, man. Like I said, you know, the topic tonight is why do men and women get with people they feel that they're not worthy of? I mean, y'all out there, if y'all have had experiences or know someone that's out there that's had experience, you know, call in. Don't be afraid to call in. You know, tell us what you're thinking. Talk about your experiences and stuff. You know, we love to hear. We love to know what you think. You know, you know the number. You know to log in to lawlessradio.com. Also, you can call into our number, 646 646-478-5209. Again, that number is 646-478-5209. I'm still tripping out some situations I read about, you know, throughout the week and some situations I read about today, namely one about this little girl. I don't know if people heard about this situation. Precious little girl in Mississippi that was in a Mississippi KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken, I guess, whatever you want to call it, KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken. Well, anyway, she and her grandmother took her to KFC to dine, you know, to get some mashed potatoes. And people that worked there had the audacity to complain. And y'all are not going to guess why they complained about this little girl and they asked this little girl to leave or asked the grandmother to take the little girl out the restaurant. Because this little girl's face is scarred up and she has a patch over her eye. Her face is scarred up because she was attacked by pit bulls. She was attacked by dogs. And her face is now scarred up, and she's, you know, she's recovering, but her face is still scarred. And, you know, she spent a month in the hospital recuperating. And so now she's, you know, and she's only to eat soft food. So, you know, her grandma saw fit to take her to KFC to get mashed potatoes, probably something that she loved to do all the time. And the employees there asked them to leave because people felt uncomfortable. What in the hell kind of world are we living in that people do stuff like that? Where they do that at besides Mississippi? That is just the craziest thing. I mean, it says here, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Kentucky-based operation is investigating a report that a three-year-old girl with facial scars from a dog attack was asked to leave a franchise location because her scars upset other customers. How freaking crazy is that? This girl was savagely attacked. Now, first of all, if I saw a three-year-old girl, you know, with scars on her face like that, it wouldn't freak me out about how she looked. It would freak me out more as being a parent of what the heck happened. Like, what happened to this child? I wouldn't sit there and stare. I would be like, obviously, this child was attacked by someone or attacked by a human or attacked by an animal. It just, when I read this, it just really, really broke my heart. I mean, the grandmother, you know, just, and I'm going to read here where it says, grandmother took little Kelly Mullins, said she took Victoria to the fast food restaurant for mashed potatoes and gravy. Mullins said she was feeding her granddaughter when a KFC employee came over to her to their table and said, we have to leave. You know, we are disturbing her other customers. Victoria's face was disturbing to other customers. I'm like, my God, I just can't believe someone would do that. I mean, I can't believe a human being would do that to a three-year-old child. You know, I can't believe someone would do that to anybody, for that matter. That's just like the craziest thing I've heard, you know, since the craziest thing I've heard. You know, so I definitely had to definitely speak on that. So, I mean, anybody, you know, got something to say about that, definitely call in and, you know, voice your opinion about that because that's just a terrible situation. And, you know, my children are adults now, but if something like that happened to one of my children, I don't know how I would react. You know, knowing I'm behind, I probably would have turned that KFC out. Turn chairs over, tables over, what have you, but that's just a terrible situation. So I definitely thought I'd mention that because it really, when I read it, it broke my heart. And normally I try to stay away from, you know, situations like this, but I definitely had to say something about this situation. Also, gears here, Miss Malia Obama, the oldest daughter of President Obama. Daughter now has a job. This little girl has a job. She now is the assistant producer, production. She's assistant producer on a show called Extant, which is a new show. It's a sci-fi show which stars Halle Berry and Cameron at Mannheim, the only other person that I can recognize. I know she played in Ally McBeal, but some other people, Goran Viznant and Pierce Gagnon and Grace Gummer. It's a sci-fi movie, and she's actually production assistant. That's crazy. She's got a driver's license. I mean, you don't hear anything about a president's child out doing work like this. It's actually working. And, I mean, I think this is just marvelous because, you know, she's getting that taste of, you know, how it is to actually have a job. You know, I don't know whether she's getting paid or not, but she's, you know, fending for herself and, you know, learning how to, you know, be a worker and to work for what she wants and not just sitting up in the White House and just, you know, getting daddy's, you know, money and getting her little White House and presidential allowance. So I just thought that was really, really eye-catching. I thought that was, you know, something I definitely wanted to mention. So kudos to little Michelle Obama and, I mean, not Michelle Obama, but Malia Obama. And also, this is a Steven Spielberg movie, a sci-fi show that's going to be airing on July 9th, 2014. So that's just, what, a month away, starring Halle Berry. It doesn't have a time it's going to be coming on, but it definitely will be coming on July 9th. So, again, kudos to Malia Obama. Also, I've been reading about this this situation that happened here in Georgia where – okay, this young lady posted pictures on Facebook, Instagram, and some other, media, social media outlets just to find that someone from her church took her pictures. Now, I'm going to find this story real quick. I was just reading this earlier on social media. Someone from the church took this lady's pictures and actually had the audacity to put them on Instagram with captions under the picture. I'm still looking for this picture. Here it is right here. I just found it. Just found it, y'all. Y'all got to hear this. Y'all got to hear this. This is unbelievable. A Georgia mother takes precious pictures of her kids at church. You know, they dress, the little boy's dressed in a little white suit and blue shirt, and she has a set of two-year-old twin daughters. And they're taking pictures together. Some church member decided that he would take one of the pictures, I guess he tagged it or whatever he did with it, and put this on his Instagram page. And he put a tag on it that said, "Harpo just won't let them girls be. Harpo just won't let them girls be." So the mother said that she went and she saw the picture. She just, you know, just happened to be scrolling, you know, she saw the picture on the guy's page and liked one of his pictures. And then scrolled down his pictures and saw these pictures, this one picture of her children with this caption on the picture. And this is what she said. She said, "As I scrolled through his pictures, I saw this pic of my children." She said, "To insinuate that my son is a pimp or that my son is selling cars because he has on a suit. And he has his two little girl and my two little girls with him, and or a hashtag keep him away from those girls, as if to say my son is a predator. How sick is that? I'm gonna tell you right now, if that would have been my children, and then the girl, when she went back to his page, he blocked. Not only did he block her from the page, he made his page private when she tried to get back on the page." Man, let me tell you, you know, church is church, salvation is salvation, but I will tell you this much, Sunday or maybe even Bible study on the weekday, if I would have seen this dude at church, I would beat him with the Bible, with my shoe, and everything. I would beat him with the Holy Ghost. I would beat him with everything I have with inside of me, you know, because it's a straight line. That is a straight.
Yes, Susan, no, thank you.
Well, I'm laughing because we saw someone very familiar to the show.
With the Holy Ghost? Hold on, now. You're going to beat him with the Holy Ghost? Switch your Bible with the shoe? Oh.
I'm going to beat him with the Holy Ghost, beat him with the Bible, beat him with my shoe, beat him with anything I can get my hand on. I mean, Chairman, come on now. These precious little kids, this dude took a picture. You should see this. This dude has taken a picture and put this hashtag on there. Hoppo just won't let them girls be, as if he's molesting his little sister. My God. What you got to say about that?
Let me tell you about my messed up situation today. I'm on the train. Young ladies, two older ladies. You know, they probably was in their early 20s. You know, got a little kid with them. She like 4 or 5 years old. You know, so they sit in the little sideways seat. You know what I'm saying? I'm sitting, you know, across from them, but the little girl is sitting in the angle seat. You know, kind of side by side. You know, so you know how you acknowledge a person, you nod your head, you know, to smile. Like, you know, they looking at me. You know what I'm saying? I got my buds in. You know what I'm saying? Listen to that Lawless music, y'all. I'm checking out that new joint getting ready to come to y'all from Chairman, a.k.a. B.A. Crazy, man. I ain't going to tell y'all about that there, but y'all get ready to hear that there. I'm listening to it. You know what I'm saying? They're critiquing me the way I do, you know? So, you know, the little girl is saying something, but I can't hear what she's saying because I got my buds in, you know? So I take out my buds, you know? And I'm like, excuse me, you know, like, huh? You know, maybe they asked her for directions. So I don't acknowledge the little girl. I acknowledge the lady. You know, because the girl can't ask me for no damn directions. The lady. So I asked them, you know. They said, oh, no, she was talking to you. So, huh? So the girl said, hey, what's up, handsome? I said, huh?
What?
I'm thrown back.
It was say, huh?
I'm thrown back. So I'm telling you what the little girl said, and they just laughing. They giddy. I'm taking back right now, so I put my buzz back. I put my buzz back in my ear because I want to say a whole lot right now, and everything got profanity in it, but I can't say that to this little 4 or 5 year old. So you know, I go ahead, you know, and I collect my thoughts, right? So I take the buzz out. I say, y'all know that's real bogus, right? That's a 4 or 5 year old. I was a pedophile. All I do is follow y'all to where she is now. She never became my fantasy. You just let her become somebody's fantasy. Hey, handsome,
wow,
hey, what's up?
That's messed up.
So they just looking at me. Well, she just saying hi. They ain't had no kids say hi. You know, they get mad. They move up to the other end of the train. I'm like, what in the?
Oh, my God.
Queen, am I wrong for reading those signals like that?
No, you're not wrong because you're a father. You're a man, your father, you know, your
Queen,
man first and father second.
Queen, let me tell
wow,
you.
Wow, that's
let
good.
Me tell you, had my 4 or 5 said hi to a stranger, I'd have knocked their teeth down their throat, and that's just hi. That's just hi. That ain't hi.
That's
so handsome. And
good,
then I got one chick, you know, I put the post on my page. Little chick asked me, you know, would it be considered flirting if I said it, as to say that I'm overreacting to that. But, I mean, if I walk up to you, a grown lady, and I say, hey, what's up, handsome, you're not going to take that as me flirting? So
that's
how
it.
Do you take it when a kid say it? Man, Queen, let me tell you. You heard about the guy in Walmart, right, that slapped the kid because kid wasn't acting right. Everybody was up in arms about the guy. You know, the guy said mama couldn't control the kid, so he smacked the taste out the little kid's mouth, made the kid act
remember,
right.
Yes,
Queen?
Yes, absolutely.
Queen, I was almost on the news because I wanted to take Joe Jackson off. I wanted to tear Joe Jackson off and tear her tail up. Tear the lady tail up, both of them. How do you let the kid do that? And I believe they probably put the girl up to it or whatever. I don't think a 4 or 5 year old would come out of their mouth with something like that unless they were provoked or coerced. I don't want to believe, you know, a little kid would have did that, you know. But I mean, when I'm sitting and I'm watching World Star, they had this video. These two kids, they look like they're about 6 or 7, and all you got to do is go to World Star. It's like posted up there about 5 or 6 times by different people. This girl is gyrating and popping, and this little boy is riding her, and I'm talking about stallion riding this little girl.
Shut up. Oh.
I kid you not.
I saw the feel of that, but I couldn't look at it because I knew it was going to be something crazy because it was World Star Hip Hop. I couldn't bring myself to look at
Let
it.
Let me tell you, Queen, yes, it was crazy. Yes, it was crazy. Yes, it was. Yes, it was. I ain't finna take up your show, Queen. I had to fall through y'all to show my girl some love, man. Y'all got the queen doing the thing. This is the Queen's Wednesday now. Y'all make sure y'all show my girl some love. Tune in as you do what it is the Queen does, baby.
That's right, and that's where you sit on my throne with my crown and dictate.
you can't say throne. I don't ever want to hear another lady say throne after I seen what Catrice posted and Lady and Lawless Adults on Facebook.
Hold up.
I don't ever want to hear another lady.
Now you brought it up. Now you got to explain yourself, Chairman.
I don't want to hear a lady say throne no more after I done seen what she posted.
Oh, no. Am I ready for this, Chairman? Let me just hold on to something. Make sure I ain't sitting on a stool. Whatever's posted,
no,
Chairman.
She ain't sitting on no toilet stool. That's somebody's face.
What is she sitting on? Okay, what's going on, Chairman?
She's sitting on a young man's face.
Shut up. I haven't been on.
Must be over 18 to join the Lawless Adults fan page. But I declare, that's all I'm going to say at this point. That's all I got to say. Queen, the notification jumped up on my phone a little earlier this morning. I said, ooh. What else did you say, Queen?
Just tell me this, Chairman, and please be honest with me. It's not that same chick that keeps posting her face that like she's about 1,000 pounds that just keeps posting pictures. It's not her, is it?
This is Catrice. Lawless Radio on Catrice that posted this.
Okay, Dr. Passion. All right.
PhD.
Okay, that's all I need to know. So now I feel like I'm safe. I'm a little bit out of the woods, and I'm safe to log on and see what the hell is going on here.
All I say is, ooh.
Dr. Passion, if you're listening, hunting, I will be on Lawless Adults after Emphatic Wednesday. You best believe that and see what I can see because I want to know what's on your mind and I want to know what in the world. I want to see what I can see. I'm nosy.
That's what I'm saying right there. We nosy up in y'all. We nosy
up
in y'all.
That's right. Well, Chairman, thank you for coming through. I really appreciate it, man. I mean, like I said, I miss you. You and me must never part, and we would never part, but we just on two different days. But, you know, we still here. We still lawless.
Hey,
we
still partners in crime, baby. We still partners in crime.
So enough. But, Chairman, I'm about to get to some music here. I'm about to play Believe, Mr. J. Kell featuring B.A. Crazy, Lawless Family.
Hey, did you play your joint yet?
I played my joint. Living the life. I played it at the beginning. I played it again to let folks know who I am and who, you know, this song's a hot song. Yeah, I played it. And I'll play it again if you need.
I'm going to check it out. I'm going to listen to that young replay, man. Y'all do it, man. Y'all check out your man, B-Mo Slim, after the show, man. And catch me Friday night, y'all. 8 o'clock, man. Got CC Low Key on the show. It's Lawless.
That's right.
You know, someone once asked me, what is life? And I said, life is the pursuance of your dreams. You know, everybody has a dream.
No matter how wild, how weird, how grand it may seem, in the end it's all up to you. You gotta believe it.
If you believe, I can have it.
stenching the aroma. They sniffing on my clothes. They say I smell like I'm Daytona.
Like I'm Daytona.
Yeah, I came in the bar with him.
Why you smell like Don Tate?
I rode inside the car with him.
Car with him.
Car with him. Now we getting real at, real at, buying shots after shots. Getting real at, well at, nell at, well at, nell at. Speaking well at, what's up, Springfield? Well at. I got a girl in the back of the club. I'm chopping up, look like she from Chillax.
Like she from Chillax.
Not real at. She might be from the block. With a black daddy and a white mama, she got mixed up in the pot. She hot, she hot, she cold.
Yeah, I'm cold.
Got a Coke bottle shape, looks like she painted on her clothes.
On her clothes.
For sure. I'm sure she got a buddy. Hey. With a good head on her shoulders, I ain't talking about her studies. Let's get saucy, don't be hesitant. All I'm spending at this bar is these dead presidents.
Get money over here, get money over there. Get money over here, get money over there. Get money over here, get money over there. Got so many shoes, got so many pairs. Got so many pairs, got so many pairs. Get money over here, get money over there. Right when we walk in the club, it's straight to the VIP. Put it up in the air, put it up in the air, put it up in the air. Get money over here, get money over there. Get money over here, get money over there. I've been caught everything in my life, but a square. In my life, but a square. In my life, but a square. Get money, 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 so I wear shit that'll make you stop and stare. These Gucci shades to block the glare. To block the glare, to block the glare.
Sometimes I do rocker wear.
Thursday, 10 o'clock, Strick is cutting poppers' hair.
Poppers' hair.
Poppers' hair. Our sauces with the bosses. Head up Oak Park Mall and spend 1,000 on the cows. And on the cows.
On the cows.
And when we leave the mall, hey, it's Gucci time, my nigga. On the plaza up in Hall.
Up in Hall.
Up in Hall. Me and Russell got some racks to blow. I'm hood and street, but I look fly when I get dappered out.
Get dappered out.
Get dappered out. I ain't like these other rappers, bro. Never once in my life I've been the average Joe.
Average Joe.
I have to go get this money, pick it up. Every wire was separated. I got drunk and mixed it up.
And mixed it
tried
up.
To fix it up so it looks right.
Looks right.
I ain't worried for real, dude. I keep my books tight.
My books tight.
My hooks right.
My hooks right.
My verse killing.
My verse killing.
I'm too hood. I'm on the turf chillin'.
Get money over here, get money over there. Get money over here, get money over there. Get money over here, get money over there. Got so many shoes, got so many pairs. Got so many pairs, got so many pairs. Get money over here, get money over there. Right when we walk in the club, it's straight to the VIP. Put it up in the air.
Put it up in the air, put it up in the air.
Get money over here, get money over there. Get money over here, get money over there. I've been caught everything in my life, but a square.
In my life, but a square. In my life, but a square.
Get money, 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 so I wear shit that'll make you stop and stare. These Gucci shades to block the glare.
I go in here, I go in there. I run in and I run out. Say a little bothers prayer. Count this money when I come out. When I come out. Don't know history, but I know my presidents. Plus I know the cops ain't got no case without no evidence.
No evidence.
So shut your trap.
Shut your trap.
Chase your chip.
Chase your chip.
Get your loot. Don't be out here faking shit. Turning twos into tens. I may just blow you out if you do it again. And I win. Don't lose. That's a promise. I've never doubled back. That's on the turf. I ain't the
signing.
I strategize. Make this money come. Take a nigga's number out my phone for just one dummy run.
Dummy run.
Dummy run. I moves too smooth. Military discount on some new blue shoes.
New blue shoes.
I walk in the club with them on me. Hit a shout out on the mic from the DJ Kazi Nomad.
What up?
Get money over here. Get money over there. Get money over here. Get money over there. Get money over here. Get money over there. Got so many shoes. Got so many pairs.
Got so many pairs. Got so many pairs.
Get money over here. Get money over there. Right when we walk in the club, it's straight to the VIP. Put it up in the air.
Put it up in the air. Put it up in the air.
Get money over here. Get money over there. Get money over here. Get money over there. I've been caught everything in my life, but a square.
In my life, but a square. In my life, but a square.
Get money, 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 so I wear shit that'll make you stop and stare. These Gucci shades to block the glare.
To block the glare. To block the glare.
Damn, baby. I really think it's time for something new. Something better. Something sexier. Something realer.
I can be a new girl. Give me a new girl. Booty, but her snip back. FBI phone line. Yeah, I wanna tip that. No, she got it. So she is conceited. No, it's pay to play. Got a chart so you can see it. Bill Cosby favorite. Gigolo like Jello. Get the proper greeting. When I see it, I say hello.
Yeah, I am back. It is M the Queen with her own show, Emphatic Wednesday. Yes, yes, y'all. Yes, 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 yes. Anyway, we just played Believe, J. Kell featuring B.A. Crazy, Lawless Family. That's Lawless Family all day long. J. Kell, shout out to J. Kell and B.A. Crazy. Also, we just played Money Over Here, Papa, out of KC, Kansas City. We also just played Round, which is my homie out of Memphis, Most Valuable Mac, who I call MVM. Yes, yes. Man, we play some really, really good music on here. Y'all, let me just tell you, if you want that exposure, if you want to just be an artist and sit in the studio and just make music, then do that. But if you want to get your stuff played, you want to get your music played, and let us be the stepping stone. Let us help you. Help us to help you, you know, get out there and to the masses and get out there and have your music played and, you know, get these performances in because your music has been played and people want to hear you and see you live. You know, just submit your music to music@lawlessradio.com. That's all you got to do. Submit your music to music@lawlessradio.com. Don't send anything that we have to download. Just send MP3s, and it's really simple. Just send it to the email, and we're going to check the music out, and we'll get you played. Simple as that. Also, you know, check out, we have other shows and stuff. Lawless is doing it big, y'all. I'm just telling you. Like, Lawless is really doing it big. We have Riding Dirty Radio on Thursday nights at 11:30 p.m. That's Riding Dirty Radio. That's a Lawless show. We also have Bucking Off, oh my God, Bucking Off at 8 p.m., which is before Riding Dirty Radio. That's on Thursday night at 8 p.m., same slot I got the different day. That's tomorrow night. We also have No Limit with my sister, my girl, my sweetheart, Mel Lawless, After Dark. So you can say what the hell you want to say. There ain't going to be no bleep, 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 bleep. You can say what you want to say. Also on Friday night, you have the CEO of Lawless, the Grit Grind Show, which used to be in this lot that I'm on right now, 8 to 10 on Wednesdays. Now it's 8 to 10 on Friday. The Grit Grind Show with the Chairman TL without the Queen M. Well, it is what it is. But, hey, we moving up. We doing things. We doing big things. Yo, also got we got the Grit Grind Show also with Tiki Lokai, who is a co-host and with the chairman. So I guess she took over my spot, something I just found out about. But, hey, welcome to the family. Welcome to the family most definitely. We also have on Friday, we had Friday 13th, and we had Naki the Beat Man and also Shane Douglas, the real Shane Douglas, who is an artist, well-known artist, you know, part of the Lawless family. So definitely, I mean, it's got to let you know we're doing big things. And, you know, I'm expanding my show. I'm going to have some really, really special guests coming up soon. I can't tell you who they are, but you're definitely going to have some special guests come through and, you know, just kind of talk to you and, you know, reintroduce themselves, you know what I'm saying? So definitely, you know, I mean, we got a lot of support out there. We got a lot of love. People love Lawless Entertainment, Lawless Radio, and I'm just I'm just appreciative, and I'm lucky to have this spot and this position I'm in, and I'm just grateful. I'm just grateful. I can't tell you how grateful I am. So definitely, you know, check out our magazine. Check out our magazine, you know, Lawless Entertainment Magazine. All you got to do is log on to www.LLEMAG, which stands for Lawless Entertainment Magazine. All you got to do is just log on to it, and you'll get June's issue. Check out Queen, The M's View, which is my column. You know, I wrote a real nice story about my father, my memories, my first memories of my father, my middle memories and my last memories, which he's still living, and my current memories of my father, you know what I'm saying? So definitely check that out. And we have come to the end of this show. You know, I can go on and on and on and on with this show, I tell you. It's a wonderful show, and I really enjoy doing it. Although this is my second week having my own show, I can do this all night long. I'm a talker, and plus I love music. What can I say? You know, it is what it is. So at the end of the day, I am still an artist myself. I'm singer-songwriter, also actress, if you will. M, Queen of Afropop, Q-O-A-P. And if you want to check out my music, simply go to my Reverb Nation page / M-E, which is E-M-E-E. Also check out my SoundCloud page, which is / M-Q-O-A-P. You know that stands for Queen of Afropop. Also, if you want to become a supporter, my fan me on my Facebook page / M-E Queen of Afropop. See, Facebook, they be wrong. They wouldn't let me change. They said I've changed so many times. I couldn't change to my new name, which I changed on January 1st. I did a ditty. I changed from M-E to simply M, which is my initial spell backwards for y'all that don't know that. So definitely check out my fan page and click that like button. If you like me, even if you don't like me, like it because you like my music. You ain't got to like me. I made myself so easy to love, but I got a lot of haters. It is what it is, you know. So, you know, still, I'm M at the end of the day. So check me out, check my fan page out, and click like. Also, you can tweet me at Queen of Afropop in all caps, because I mean that. I mean that shite. I can't say the word I want to say because we're still in prime time. We ain't after dark. So definitely do that. And if you just want to look at me, if you're curious about what I look like, some people said I sound like a fat woman over the phone. I don't know. Some people say I sound different from the way I look. Whatever the hell that means, y'all, you can definitely check me out on IG, which is Instagram, which is M_ Queen of Afropop. Again, we have come to the end of the second, I won't say second annual, but the second week of Emphatic Wednesdays with M the Queen, that which I am she. Definitely check me out next Wednesday, same time from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. It's me doing it by myself, all alone without the chairman. Like I say, we would never part. He just on another day, and I'm still here. So definitely check me out. And the only thing I got left for tonight is, shoot, get with, you know, be lawless. It is what it is. Get with us, get like us, or get left behind. Support your local come up. And by me, when I say support your local come up, support these artists out here that's out here doing, you know, local shows, you know, that's doing, you know, open night, you know, open mic night still, because they're not getting this exposure and, you know, people are not giving them a chance, but they got the talent. It's probably more talent out here that's not even signed than it is signed. And trust me when I tell you, that's the case. So definitely we support our local come up. We want to make sure that we play unsigned artists so you can be we can be the stepping stone to get to where you're trying to go. So definitely check us out. And, you know, it's lawless, baby.
Tonight's gonna be
all mine.
I got a fuzzy feeling.
It's soft.
The way you're looking at me, making me high. Let me tell you, baby,
beautiful. With your pretty brown hair looking unbelievable. You're a grown woman, so remarkable. Believe in the stars, let the world unfold.
Take you out to dinner, let me buy your dreams. So I keep on telling you just what I think. Walking hand to hand out in distant lands. You know I wanna be your candy man. Hold on, baby, you looking confused. But I promise one thing that I'll never abuse. And when it comes to me, girl, you never have to choose. Just be yourself, girl, I only want you.
Driving down the highway, girl, I love it.
When it comes to me, girl, you never have to choose.